Hello and welcome back to the show. I'm Pierce Crawford, and today's going to be a little bit of an oddball show. So this doesn't pay the bills, obviously. I just started the show, and it's a passion project. But I did promise you guys a daily show, so I at least want to get to one story today. And that story is Scottish hate crime law takes effect as critics warn it will strife speech. This comes from us from the New York Times. A sweeping law targeting hate speech went into effect in Scotland on Monday, promising protection against threats and abuse, but drawing criticism that it have a chilling effect on free speech. The law, which was passed by the Scottish Parliament in 2021, expands protections for marginalized groups and creates a new change of stirring up hatred, which makes it a criminal offense to communicate or behave in a way that a reasonable person would consider to be threatening, abusive, or insulting. Quote, the protective classes are defined in the law, including age, disability, religion, sexual orientation, and transgender identity. A conviction could lead to a fine and prison sentence of up to 7 years. So, yeah, Scotland is just going full out on against free speech. Not hate free speech. Hate speech is free speech. I want to make that clear. Something that I didn't mention early on in the article is that they have signs everywhere saying report hate speech. They have centers where you can go and report a hate speech crime. And that includes a sex shop. Yes, look it up. There's a sex shop that you can go and report a hate crime. What are we doing here, people? I mean, this is insane. But I mean, it's what the left wants. And I say the left because that's truly what they want. They want to control what your speech is. They want to control you. This is how we talked about yesterday, how they want to control the holiday. As far as like, oh, we're talking about transgender issues overshadowing Easter. It wasn't about that they both were on the same day. It was about transgenderism was more important than Easter. That was the point of yesterday's podcast. We're also talking about how Donald Trump, the leader of the opposition, he is pretty much a political prisoner. And the gag order on him yesterday? Yeah, because they don't want him to speak. They don't think he has the right to speak. They think he's going to inflict violence if he speaks. People say this is all the way in Scotland. No, this is happening in America. We're happening all the time. We're trying to crack down on speech. And if people yell out on college campuses, that's hate speech. You can't say that. I'm sorry, but hate speech is covered under free speech. This is a dangerous precedent that Scotland is putting in place. I mean, even the Prime Minister and J.K. Rowling, yes, she's back in the news, went after it. J.K. Rowling like said something on Twitter saying that, come at me. And the police hilariously did respond and said they will not be arresting J.K. Rowling because apparently the laws haven't gone that far yet. But if it can happen in Scotland, if it can happen in the United Kingdom, if it can happen anywhere in the world, it will happen in America. And that's the danger. That's the thing we need to take away from this. I'm not saying to be an absolutist when it comes to free speech. There is, of course, free speech that we debate on what is considered appropriate. And by appropriate, I mean that what's actually going to cause violence. One of the things here with hate speech is they say that it's going to somehow affect them physically, not just psychologically. I'm sorry, you can't make that argument. If that's an argument, then when Bernie Sanders says something and a crazy Bernie Sanders supporter goes and attacks a Republican, that's on Bernie Sanders. No, that's ridiculous. The First Amendment in America is the most important piece of legislation that we have by far. It's not even a debate. It gives us the ability to discuss, to have a free converse of ideas, to make the world better, to make the country better, to make your local government better, to make you and your neighbor better. Free speech is a threat to the ones who want to control you. And if you don't fight back, if you don't vote well, really think about who you vote for. Really think about what these politicians are saying. This will happen in America. I'm going to keep repeating it. We are not safe just because we're over on the other side of the pond. I mean, look at all the laws that Canada is putting in place. Canada approves of suicide. Sorry, assisted suicide. Sorry, it's like the MAID law. Whatever they want to put the title on to make it into a pretty package that makes it seem like you're not killing yourself. That's what they're doing in Canada. And sorry, I'm going off on a tangent. I'm scrambling right now because no one is going to take this seriously until they're not allowed to say the things they want to say, to do the things they want to do, to express what they want to express. Until the very last hour, that is only when people are going to care. And by then, it's going to be too late. Thank you for listening to the Crawford Press, and I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.